Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And there we go. The full time whistle goes finally drawing to an end what has been the toughest of sledding there in the FA Cup. A place booked for the mighty Reds in the semi final. Manchester City await them there. Whew. Right, yes, get your thoughts in the comments. I'll be doing your reactions to this, of course, in the Your Reaction Fan Reaction Show afterwards. And Chris will be doing player ratings, and we're doing the instant match reaction in more depth and detail. 25 minutes on this.
Fun, is it?
Oh, yes, over on Redmen Plus, so make sure you get involved over on there for that one in about an hour's time. But yeah, Chris, I'm very glad that game of football is over, to be honest.
Yeah, I am, and I'm going to get it in now. Play like that against Manchester City, Paul, and we'll be going out of the competition.
I know. Be filming it. Prepare yourselves, brace yourselves, everyone, for your timelines to be filled with the incredible analysis of if Liverpool play like that against a much better team, then they won't win. Yeah, yeah, God, honestly. You know what? There are days when I feel every single day of the 12 years we've been doing this channel, and it's when comments like that come in. Right, Sal. Look, Liverpool were miles the better team. Yes, they had some big moments and big opportunities, and that's a bit of a concern. I'm struggling to really be arsed, if I'm honest, Chris, because I've said this all along. The mission here was just to get into the semi-finals. The mission since we came back from the January international break slash, you know, warm weather FA Cup midwinter break, whatever the frig we want to call it, was to make sure Liverpool win in competition for all the competitions. And in that regard, it's job done. I can't remember every game we played on the route to the treble. Far from it. And I don't think we'll ever hold this one up as a classic. We've seen a lot of people, Liverpool particularly, banging the drum of 87-88, arguably the best ever performance, Liverpool's best ever football game. As we battered Nottingham Forest, this game was not that.
No, it wasn't. It was very much a bit of a strange lineup from Jürgen. I think from the outside looking in an FA Cup quarter final, you would say it's really rotated. Obviously, Nottingham Forest not being on a league gave us that opportunity to do that. But once again, he picks a side that gets the win. And it just about got the win this time. And obviously, you need your reinforcements from the substitute bench and stuff like that. But how important will that be later in the season to Bobby Firmino, to Diogo Jota in his form, to the likes of Kostas Tsimikas and Joe Gomez and Naby Keita? These lads all needed minutes. Harvey Elliott, of course, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. These are lads that I think some of these lads, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Roberto Firmino, certainly over the last sort of 6 months, kind of had themselves written out of Liverpool's story. They're not ready to be written out of Liverpool's story. They've got something, a sting in the tail still to come. Certainly from Bobby Firmino, I've had the feeling, mm-hmm. and I said it on a starting 11 about 2 or 3 weeks ago, is Liverpool will be done with Bobby Firmino when Bobby Firmino says he's done.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like he's going to do something spectacular between now and the end of the season, Bobby. Like, he's the one who scores the goal to knock City out or win us the Champions League or something like that, because he's just so important to us. It wasn't that performance from him today, and it wasn't a vintage Liverpool performance. Like I said about 5 minutes ago, just getting the fucking win is very much what Liverpool were like when they won the league.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it feels unfamiliar because the league was done by January when we did that. But you're right, in terms of Liverpool going into just win mode, we've picked the right time of the season to do it, because again, that's why we're still in all the competitions that we're in. That's why we're in touching distance. We can get lost sometimes in the method. This is, if we're not going to win, and the quadruple stuff, we'll say it, we'll keep saying it because it's fun, to be perfectly honest. But it's still a very, very, very long way away. It's miles away. It's absolutely miles away. And you run the risk of making this a more disappointing season than it actually is by setting ludicrously high standards. But the point I'm going to make on this is that it's not possible to win the quadruple and win brilliantly in every game of football that you play. It's not going to happen. Not at all the time. We might hit a point in the season where we just go, but realistically, this is going to be a slog. It's going to be a massive slog. It's going to be a very, very tough, difficult sled situation. Whatever that may look like. Presumably no snow or ice, dead off. Yeah.
just like, or they've picked the course, just going uphill.
Yeah. Uphill, really warm.
Loads of snow.
Yeah, really warm and sunny and just like, yeah, just on grit. Yeah, that's what it's going to be like. So yeah, Liverpool are going to have to make a point of winning ugly along the way. And I agree. I don't disagree with those points, because Jürgen's made himself about Alisson, for example, of like, we've got the best goalie in the world. It'd be nice if he didn't have to save us so much. And really, he actually doesn't in this game, because they spurn the big chances. You know, there's the one they put wide of the right post. There's a header late on as well. There's the one-on-one where the guy obviously does. We get a little bit away, get away with it in terms of a penalty shout. I think if he gives the penalty, I don't think VAR overturns it, by the way. But you still have ridden the luck, but it's not possible to win major honours without a bit of luck along the way. Big players hit posts and miss sitters, and your goalkeepers pull off ludicrous saves. You know, we don't win Istanbul if there's no luck. AC Milan are much better, are we, and whatever will be.
And
much
when we were the better side in 2007, we lost the damn thing.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm reasonably pleased with that. And again, this for me is more about, we get to have a little break now, go on the internationals. People want to watch, you know, Sadio and Mo go head to head. Sound, that's a cool little distraction along the way. But I'm actually really looking forward to looking back over this last 2 months, six weeks or whatever it is, and going, ooh, yeah, look at the form. The form is more important than the W's and the D's and the L's, more than how the whole thing was achieved. LFCJ with a super chat here saying, up the piss boiling red men, Wembley, Wembley. Do you want to go through the final stats for us, Chris, before we head?
Yeah, absolutely. 65% possession, I believe. I'm just going to update that one more time. Yeah, to 35 for Nottingham Forest. 14 shots to 6, 7 on target to their 1, 5 off target to their 4, 2 box shots to their 1, 7 corner kicks to 2, 2 offsides to 4 offsides for Nottingham Forest, 1 yellow card for us, 0 for them. 2 big chances, one of those was missed. Both of their big chances, so they had 2 big chances and they were both missed. So that's kind of it for the stats and stuff. But are we getting into position, Paul, in the season whereby everyone's saying, oh, you know, we did really well. You didn't get the win though, did you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where Liverpool are at right now.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, for too long we were playing, we had a spell in the season where we were playing really good football matches, really entertaining football matches, but not necessarily doing the business in terms of getting the overall result. We knew what, and this is that weird situation where you're the last game of the weekend in the FA Cup. Everyone's already through, they've already got their feet up there already, booking the train tickets and all that to Wembley. And we've not been able to do that. We had to get through this, and we came up against the Nottingham Forest side who wanted it. An historic fixture. Their fans are like a once-in-a-lifetime game of football for a lot of their fan base. And I said this, but the eyes of the nation on us wanting Liverpool to not win this game of football, because that's what people, the domestic broadcasters love the giant killing. They revel in that. They do. They absolutely revel
it's
in
why
it.
Why we're on give them after that. The fucking draw as well, by the way.
Yep.
One more comment from me. Zabav Singh says, at this point, it's quite clear our fullbacks carry our attack. All our chances come from our fullbacks. You're absolutely right, and that's why Costa's got an assist today.
Yep. Absolutely outstanding. right, Sal. Loads more to come from us for post-match content. I'm going to be taking your comments, your reactions to this one. If you're a YouTube member, you can use the live chat. You can watch regardless, of course, but you can get comments in. Or you can tweet us at the Redmen TV. There's a reactions tweet out there right now. Get your comments in. And if you're a Club Legend Discord user, from Red Men Plus. They'll get some of your comments in there as well. And then Chris is doing player ratings. And then we will return together doing the instant match reaction in about an hour's time over on Red Men Plus. So head over to redmenplus.com, sign up, and that show will be there for you. You just click the big yellow button on the right-hand side, and that will take you to the sign-up page. You sign up as club captain or club legend. And then, yeah, it is there waiting, willing and able for you to join us live for that show. Hope to see you over there. Don't forget, of course, if you've had enough for today, and that's perfectly understandable, the Ekru story, a documentary about what was most famous of kits, comes out on Monday. That starts streaming an exclusive documentary by Jay Pearson on Red Men Plus, and we're very excited about it, and we think you should be too. Anyway, thank you so much. I will return very shortly. Hope to see you here on YouTube. Other than that, all the best.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.